Yippee! Yippee!
Yippee! What's the title of this thing? No title again?
I'm God in London, be a little money.
Is it Rolling Bob?
Chick, 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 and welcome to Dixon Jane's podcast number 499. Very, very reluctant to start this one because it's just too much of a reminder that I've run out of time. I've painted myself into this corner. And I know there are many of you out there who say, dude, just, you know, forget it. You're joking all along anyway. Just keep going, you know. You don't have to stop at 500, but I've told myself I have to, and it's important for me to keep to that for now. The only thing is, like, I'm thinking already, oh, man, what about those times when I just want to share something? How am I going to do that? I don't know, like, text just doesn't seem to be working for me. My writing has gone way off. You know that I'm doing the artist way, or was anyway. I got up to week 8, and I've just dropped off for the past 2 weeks. It's been a steady decline. If you're looking at the graph, this is going right down to zero. I'm just not writing. I'm not setting aside the time to write. Now, admittedly, I am a little busier. I've been marking papers and listening to students' audio presentations online, and, you know, I'm filling my time up, but you know, I mean, I could, if I really pushed it, find the time to write, and it's just, I've lost interest. Today on Baby Sally Talks, I put out like a 4-page story that nobody will read, and I wouldn't expect anybody to, just to show it was still alive, and it was my statement on, my reflection on teaching, I guess, on, for a portfolio we all had to create when I finished my teaching certificate program at the college. On teaching adults. And it was a decent document. And so when I have to write papers for tests, when I'm focused and I've got a deadline, I actually enjoy it. Choose my words carefully and I get across. And it's probably pretty reflective of who I am. So I just stuck that there, broke all the rules because the idea of Baby Sally Talks was just, you know, write a little clip on a memory or something and it's died. I was going to take the whole thing down today and thought, no, I'm going to stick up whatever the hell you want. I'm just still very much at that point of almost seemingly chaos where I just don't know where I'm going, what I'm doing. But not really so depressed. So first of all, an apology to anybody who endured Dixon Jane's podcast number 498, that very long podcast where I sounded pretty depressed a lot of the time, and I was focusing on that, and it's just where my head was. There was anger, there was, I was just down, and I'm definitely not clinically depressed and nowhere near that. I just do have some mood swings, and I think I really is just adjusting to growing older and letting go of some dreams, and it's a hard thing. You know, I think the reality might be the same for somebody 20 years younger than me, but you don't have to accept that, okay, this is where I am and where I'm going to be. You still have all those years ahead of you. And I'm at a point where, no, I don't have all those years ahead of me, and therefore, it's time to be realistic, and you're not going to do that. However, that said, God, I'm not going to. This is supposed to be upbeat, so help me along here. Brian called. Brian, my good buddy who I met, you know, in Nigeria, or on the way to Nigeria, we became friends. You know all about Brian. He's my drinking buddy at the Only Cafe. Indirectly through him, I ended up marrying the woman I married to today. He spent most of his adult life with his wife raising 3 sons up north, Canada's north. And he called me the other day. He just got back from a trip, road trip with his son, and said, hey, I may have this extra ticket arrangement. Do you want to go up to Iqaluit? And I said, yeah. Because if you remember the last podcast I was talking about, well, there's one dream that's just gone. So the thing is about life is you may have some plans, but you do have to be open. Life happens, things change, things intersect, new factors come into play. It's just not predictable. It's never quite the way you imagine it to be. But here I am after sort of giving up. And this is not to go up and teach. This is just go up and spend a week up north and to see what it's like. So that's a very positive thing. And yet that's one of the things that made me think, oh, damn it, if I'm not doing the Dixon Janes podcast, how can I share that week in Iqaluit with you? I'd really like to. So I don't quite know how to solve that one, whether I'm going to have another, like a mini, maybe a mini cast, you know, put in place. Maybe Baby Sally Talks will morph into an audio mini cast of just, you know, one clip at a time. I don't know. I don't have to decide now, and you don't have to know now. Oh, all this sort of house cleaning, you know, and fact checking and getting stuff organized and trying to explain everything, it's really not necessary, is it? So, I'm going to head home. I'm at Bluffers now. It's a bright, sunny day. It feels like we've just turned. We had a snowfall. We had icy rain yesterday, or icy drizzle. Very, very cold. Our entire back lawn is beautiful. It's a thin layer of iced snow on top of the ground. So not a footprint, not a track, nothing. It's just this frozen landscape. It's quite beautiful. I should take some pictures. And I see the same thing here at Bluffers Park, you know, this snow. And it's just like in a pure white sheet of unblemished snow, ice. And the date is what? The date today? It's March the 5th, I believe. And I got to go back. I got to go do some more marking and try to just stay ahead of things so that I can go out back to the Only Cafe and drink this weekend with Buddy Brian and get on with things. Move forward. I did meet my counselor again, and you know, we talk, as always, about me becoming very impatient, sort of impatient with him sometimes, just to say, okay, what? I want to know where we're at. I want to know where we're going. I want a map, almost. I want to know where I'm going to be in 3 weeks. So, on Tuesday, that was Tuesday, while I was there, I picked up a little pamphlet, and the pamphlet said, hey, there's how about attending a Gestalt spa? And they just meet up, the spa thing. And they have two all-day sessions on a Saturday and Sunday in April. And I picked it up and looked at them, and you have a choice of three classes, you know, and they'll be conducted by third-year students of the Gestalt program, and with strangers coming in, you know, or signing up for this thing. You have no idea who you're going to be with. And as soon as I picked it up, I thought, hey, Ken, you really should do that. And while I was waiting for my appointment, I filled it out. And while I was talking to the counselor, I said, I've got this form. I asked him a little about it. He said, well, you know, life is about risk. And I said, the question for me will be whether I'll take this home to decide. Like, in other words, postpone the decision, think about it, get more information, then have to fax it back. Or, on my way out the door after my one-hour session, just drop it off the front desk. I said, here you are, here's my credit card, let's go. And I did that. I signed up for it, and I'm quite pleased with myself for doing that. So I'm going to be attending two all-day sessions sometime in April with complete strangers and sort of having to go through these silly little games and exercises, which are always a little embarrassing, but I know it'll be good for me. It's not that I'm shy or timid, really, but it was just enough of a, you know, an edge, a little, just enough tension to this to make me somewhat reluctant. And that was enough to say, okay, then do it. And so there you are. So there are challenges ahead, and again, I would like to find some way to share them with you. Another voice saying, well, what if you quit at 600? Some of you will just groan at this. Oh, dude, grow up. Just get over it. Come on, you got no right to play this game. Just Do it or don't do it. Don't tell us about it, okay? We're tired of this. And I understand that. And I'll make a decision. Anyway, here you are. This is all I'm going to say today on the Dixon Janes podcast, number 499. Hope you enjoy whatever music I drop in here. And I'm off. It's time to get out of here and get back to the diaries of those boys.
So do you have any muffins on your menu?
Do you have any muffins on your menu?
Oh, that sounds personal.
Oh, it's a very personal question.
Nothing aside from the McMuffin, no.
Oh, okay. So this is actually like a bakery muffin, like a dessert kind of muffin.
Oh, that's way too high class for us.
So there are different choices. We have the...
You know who they are.
The blueberry, the cranberry orange, the...
I enjoy this one, the drive-thru diaries.
And the double chocolate with Oreo crumble.
But,
now that sounds fantastic.
Enough of that.
And it does say at the end of that paragraph, you'll want to try them all.
Yeah.
And I do believe that the muffin has the lowest sodium count out of anything on the menu.
So are you. It's Friday afternoon. I'm treating myself just to some do-nothing time. I'm at Bluffer's again. There's a lot of people come and just park here in the boat launch area, which you can't do during the summer. You're not supposed to. Because there's no place else to go to get a view. And I see there's a little minibus. And they come often, and they bring like a busload, maybe 20 Chinese tourists. And it's a miserable cold day to be walking around frozen Bluffers Park. But I guess it's on the itinerary. Somebody has figured it out. They all come with their cameras and take pictures of the snow. And makes me think, hey, how come I'm not doing more in this small specialty tourism business? Because I'm lazy and I don't want to work anymore. I don't want to be thinking new ideas. There used to be a time when I was just constantly making plans, but as you probably have gathered by now, if you've been listening for a while, most of my plans never come to fruition. It's because they're never really serious to start with. It's just, you know, my head has to be busy thinking, not thinking deeply, maybe just playing the ideas. Like I got this idea of the fact that I've got an office still. I haven't been there for a few weeks now. I'm paying rent for it, and it's just got tremendous potential. It's a wonderful little office for intimate encounters. Oh, that doesn't sound right. Maybe I should rent it out to Breather. It's a great little place, but nah. It would be a great place to hold the kind of classes I like to teach, you know, with just get conversations going, conversation-based. Or counseling for families struggling with communication problems. But I just don't think I'm ever really going to get myself in gear and do that or make that effort. I think time will just go like I came home today after teaching my 8:30 class, which wasn't so much teaching as it was giving them 2 hours to sweat over a midterm exam. And lay down, watched a little TV, had a little snack, and posted a fair amount on Twitter and Facebook just to stir things up. I've been really enjoying putting up links from somebody who, you know, holds the professional party line for podcast. Don't do it if you're just going to put out crap. Be professional. Have the best equipment. You know, and was insulting, disparaging remarks to everybody who's not professional or doing it as a business. And I put it up on the Canadian Amateur Podcasters site just to stir things up, as I like to do. And it got a lot of traction. There were a lot of comments back and forth, which was fun. Because I think it's sometimes important to show, hey, there's this camp, and then there's our camp. Speaking of which, I just listened to 100% Candace, the first episode she did. That, by the way, was a very nice lead-in. Not planned, but this is where I wanted to get to. It was very personal, very touching, and very good. She's been podcasting for quite a while. So this gal knows what she's doing. It's nice to have a female voice for a change. And so Candace, I enjoyed your first episode. I've got the next two already downloaded. You can find it easily. Go straight to Up in This Brain's blog, and there's a link. Thanks, Jason, because that is how I, you know, first got to it. And it was good, and it was touching. It was all the things that make podcasting so enjoyable and so interesting and so warm. And at the same time are all, maybe many of the things that this person who I posted about on Facebook would be against. I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to hear about that. Well, some of us do want to know who people are and what makes each of us tick. You know, some of us do care for that personality stuff. And those who don't, God damn it. You're not in my world. Fuck off and stay away. Anyway, welcome to the fold, Candace. Although you've always been here, I just mean in your new style of jumping in with this new identity. And I love the fact that you're talking about this podcast as a way of finding out who you are, because believe it or not, that is what the Dixon James podcast is all about. Even after these 10 years, I'm sort of struggling. I am a lot happier now than I was last week when I put out that last depressed podcast. And part of it is I just have to learn to let go, loosen up, lighten up, be less controlling, be a little more patient. Like, sometimes I'll get home, and it just feels good just to be home. And that's a good thing. And instead of rushing about, okay, what do I have to do? Well, damn it, I got this thing. Oh, I got to send those emails. Like, there's always, when you have your own business, as I do with my summer tours, you're never quite free of it. There is always something that, oh, my God, on that list of 100 items that, oh, I better follow up on that soon. And when it's not with a fixed deadline, it's just something you know you have to do. Like, for example, find 20 homestay families. Maybe I've got 5 now. I've got to find 15 more host families. And maybe, you know, I've got another 5 will come through from last year. Well, maybe find 10 new. Well, believe me, that ain't an easy job. And so it's sort of, it's always sitting there in the back of your mind. Just, you're never quite free. But the trick to do is, okay, if you're not going to do that today, and you're going to dedicate today just to relaxing and enjoying the view as I've got now, or listening to other people's podcasts, then just do that. Because if you're going to do that, and then at the same time you're going to have this guilt thing and a worry thing, then you're doing nothing. You're not doing the thing you should be doing, and you're not enjoying the thing that you want to be doing. So it's completely ridiculous. And I know I should have discovered this 40 years ago, and I have to a large extent, but it's, you know, we forget sometimes, right? We get caught up in things, and we really need, or I really need, I got to stop the we, because maybe you're already got all your shit together. Fuck, well, all right, good, good for you. That's good. I'm happy to hear that. Yes, good for you. I don't, all right? I'm still working on it. I'm still working on widening the space around me. And by that, I don't mean being more distant from my friends and associates, but being less controlling, or feeling less of the need to be deciding things, or, you know, just being better able to let go. I did it last Saturday night when I was with my cousin Zeke at the Eaton House, and we were into the second pitcher, and I just stepped out for a toke. As soon as he showed up, I said, "Hold my coat and or hold my table, I'll be right back." Went out and had a very, very nice little hit off the vaporizer, and came back in and announced, "I don't fucking care how we're getting home, and I'm not going to be fucking the one leading us home, and I'm not even going to fucking check the time of the last goddamn subway. Fuck you, I'm just going to sit here and drink my beer." And, of course, the cousin laughed and said, "Good, that makes me happy." It was a stupid, drunken attempt to let go, and, you know, you should be able to do that without being drunk. And fortunately for us, the waitress came by and said, "Look, guys, here's the last subway. You want to catch this one?" And we did. So, yeah, all right. Where were we? If I followed what this person said about, you know, how to be professional and make your podcast a real thing and not just some amateur piece of shit, then I shouldn't just be wandering like this and talking about, you know, the crap that I'm talking about right now. But, you know, that's not where I'm at. This is the Dixon James Podcast, and this is the 499th, except it's really about, like, the 525th episode. And I just, for a while today, I just had an idea. It was even before listening to Candace. It was, what is this podcast about? What is it you're trying to do? And it is to be myself, to find out, well, who am I? I mean, this is the tool for doing that. And I mentioned in the previous clip about posting that 4-page document that I had to write about who I was as a teacher and how I learned what I did. And now I found there's other things I wrote for other tests, and I'm just going to post those up there. You know, my teaching philosophy, my philosophy as a mediator, my philosophy as a counselor, and I'm just going to, boom, fire up things, because those things, if they are true, and I believe they are true, when I read back of these things that I wrote, you know, a few years back, it does give me a better sense of self. And sometimes, I think that maybe I'm more susceptible than others. I think a lot of people just know who you are. You're just comfortable in your own skin, and hey, this is me, and this is what you get. And I seem to be one of those people that just struggles a lot more with trying to get a handle on who's the real me. And it's for crazy reasons. Like I say, I seem to be riddled with guilt, and I don't know why. The guilt, as I say, could be another flip side of depression. And not that I don't have reasons to feel guilty for the life I've lived or some of the things I've done, but that aside, there's still some of this confusion, which is why I'm glad I'm going to these two-day workshops, Gestalt workshops, to be with other people and who I don't know and have never seen, and we'll just, boom, have to interact. And I do love socializing with people, but I think, I guess what bothers me, say I go to a bar, a couple of beer to me, maybe a little toot, I don't know. I can present a really good side. Like, I can suddenly be the person that, hey, wow, he's a nice guy. Gosh, wow, he's interesting. I mean, I can do it. But there's a feeling afterwards, well, I just played a game. I just played up this persona because I want people to like me. I want people to think I'm interesting. But, you know, who's the real guy behind all that? Wasn't that just the showman? Wasn't that the show-off? Wasn't that just the actor part? Like, hey, who are you really? You know? And that's, it's disturbing. Again, the talk with the counselor, with the Gestalt therapist, was, well, we are these multifaceted creatures. We know that. It's a theme I've taken up on this podcast many times. We are many, many, many different selves. And each person we interact with will bring up a different part of herself, a different facet, a different, you know, almost a different personality. Not quite a whole personality, but different. We play up to different parts of ourselves interacting with different people, depending on the situation, depending on your mood that night, depending on lots of factors. And so it sometimes might lead you to think, wow, if I'm that way with this person and this way with that person, like, who's the real me? And I think it's one of those crazy false questions, because there is no real me. It is only you in relation to all these other people. When you're alone by yourself, like if I was just to stop, okay, let's try this. Let's try me pretending right now you're not listening. Okay, you're not out there. There's nobody there. It's just me sitting in the car talking. And now I got to ask myself, hey, dude, if you want to call yourself dude, who are you talking to and why are you talking and what is it you really want to say? And are you not just putting so many words out there as a way of preventing you from any thinking, any deep self-reflection? That aren't you just using words really to put up a distance between you? You're building a construct by all these words. But that's not a person. That's not you. That's just this crazy little wall, this crazy little game you're playing of putting out a podcast. Like, stop and think for a minute. Who are you when this thing's not going? So, forgive me, I'm going to be silent for a couple of minutes, okay? I'm going to keep it recording. I'll fill the space somehow or take it out. But I need just a couple of moments right now for me to see if I can answer that question. So hang on, be patient. Stop fidgeting. Shut up, don't make any more noise, okay? All right, you're guys sitting in the car, grown man. 67 years old, sitting here in Buffers Park, looking at the snow, chattering aloud, supposed to be quiet, stop talking. Nothing. Not a fucking thing. Can't do it. Not a clue. Well, I mean, maybe you might say, well, you didn't wait long enough, you know. I mean, you know, you need a little more time. You need to be meditating. You need to be doing your fucking Tai Chi, which you haven't started yet and you've talked about for years. Fuck. And you need to meditate more often. You need just to sit silently, shut the fuck up and meditate. Okay, so there's my takeaway. All right, next time I come back to you, I'll work on that. Tai Chi might have to wait till spring. You know, it's a little cold and my hand is still sore and both my knees are starting to bug me, you know. And, oh, Jesus Christ. Is he still talking? Yeah. All right, we're done. I mean, this is really, we're coming to a halt. This is just, we're on a collision course, by God. This is not good. This is not right. You guys have really messed me up, all right? Thanks a lot, listeners. Thanks for that. That really helped. Okay, so maybe I can't blame you, but this is hard. This is really, 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 really hard. Okay? Forgive me. If I think of any individual out there, here's the thing. If I think of any individual, every single individual would be annoyed by what I'm doing right now. But if I think of you as a mass of just this group of listeners, this, who knows, just somebody who's listening right now, I don't have to really care. But if I think of one individual, and I can, in my head right now, I'm going through him. Each of those people, each one of you is angry with me for being such a dork. And I'm embarrassed. I'm truly embarrassed. And that's a big part about who I am. I'm embarrassed. What the fuck are you embarrassed for? Well, because I can't seem to be clear. I can't seem to be real. I can't seem to be simple. I can't seem to be just a normal person. Do I want to be? Maybe it's better. Maybe I'm better in real life. Maybe this really, 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 really is time for me to pack it in. Maybe I'm reaching that fucking goddamn breaking point. That's what it feels like now. That's what it really feels like. Oh, by the way, Brian couldn't get the tickets to go up to Nunavut. The flights, it's an expensive flight, short haul, no open spaces for using points. That's out. So there goes that little bubble. But hey, it's not over. It's not over. I still got points of my own. We'll see what happens. All right, I'm signing out. I got to go home. Going to listen to the rest of Sin 48 on 100% Candace, and then catch up on all the other podcasts, amateur podcasts, those I listen to. And back at you another day. Here's a tune, and I hope this makes up for some of the nonsense I've just thrown at you. Pardon me for throwing up on you. Scrapper Dude signing out.
Change my pitch up. Smack my bitch up. I said, change my pitch up. Smack my bitch up. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to introduce a little thing I like to call the band. Let's start with a man behind the piano. He's a maestro, a master, a man of many melodies, including the melody who's a hostess at the Daily Grill. If you lose your keys, he can find them. He's a prodigy, as in psychosomatic addict insane. He's sitting on his stool, Bobby Ricotta! Thank you, Bobby. And now on bass. He's high strung. He's a stand-up guy. He's in an upright and locked position. He knows the basic programming language. He's the low man on the totem pole. He's deep, Gordon Bree. Donka Gordon. And now on drums, on skins, on the trap set, the cocktail kit, the thing that you hit with the thingies. He's a slick click to pick with a stick. He's back with another one of them block rockin' beats. His middle name is Tom. He's symbolic. We're talking brush with greatness. He likes to bang the drum slowly, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. Am I right, people? Googe! Mr. Buddy Gouda! Smack my bitch up. Change my pitch up. Smack bitch up. Whoa. 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 Change my pitch up. Smack my bitch up. Change my pitch up.
This is just beautiful. Ooh, a little bit of wind, sorry about that, but my God, this is nice. This is the first day that you can actually sit outside, which I'm doing. I'm sitting on a bench on which I have never sat before here in Bluffers Park, boat launch area. There's got to be about 20 cars lined up, like it's everybody is out. It's a Sunday, March 9th, International Women's Day. Yay, women, you're better than men, but, no, I don't know what, but what. I should think of some nice things to say about, but we're not going to get heavy, you know. Hey, whoa, just happens to be, that's all. March 9th, 2015, and here at Bluffers Park for the Dixon James podcast number, episode number 499. Wow. This is really getting right down there. And I feel happy today. I feel happy, and I want to share a little more happiness with you because you've been hearing a lot of crap, too, and ups and downs and ins and outs and all these mood swings and everything else. But today, right now, with the sun beaming down on me, it's just gorgeous. And this is a slightly new vantage point. I pulled up the car, I saw this bench, reached into the back seat and bought a whole stack of bags my wife made, you know, for grocery shopping, so you don't have to buy the plastic bags. And I'm sitting on those to keep me nice, toasty, warm, and it's lovely. It's the real sense, wow, we've broken winter, finally. Spring is on the way, and soon this snow will just be a memory. Oh, man, it feels good to be out. I was meditating just before I came. Maybe that's why I'm feeling nice. And then I saw my accountant tiptoe up, or heard her tiptoe up to the door to return some papers. Today was the day I went into my office, right there on Kingston Road in Maine. And just fortunately, I had all the documents I needed to file our personal taxes for my son, my wife, and myself. And she just happened to be there on a Sunday and had just finished my corporate taxes to sign. So, bam, that's done. So I feel, even though all I did was sit there and sign documents, I feel, wow, what a productive day. My taxes are done for my business. And we had a little talk about that, and I realized, you know, I've got some money sitting in that business that's really my money, and I can get anytime I want. Anytime this business folds, if 1 year the school doesn't come back, I have a choice. You know, hey, could make that business grow, find another school, do the same thing, or just, you know, let it go. And there's enough money in that account that I can just issue dividends to my wife and myself and take a bloody nice holiday. All this talk about not having enough money. I mean, in fact, I can probably even go out and buy a van, compliments of the company, if I decide to fold it. So that makes me feel better. Hey, wow, there's money there that's mine, or mine and my wife's, because I made her a shareholder. That's great. Anyway, I have been susceptible, as you know, to these mood swings. Last night, I went to the Only Cafe with Brian. Now, we've learned before, four is the optimal number of pints. Four good, full pints of very decent beer. I had a stout or a porter. I had some very, very tasty ones last night that I've never had before. I can't remember any of the names, so I'm not even going to bother you with that. All I'm saying is go to the Only Cafe right at Donlan's on the Danforth and get their little book, read through, see what strikes your fancy. If you're not sure, ask for a little sample, a taste. They'll give it to you, and then enjoy. We had the front table, like the old, is it Formica? I don't know, those old kitchen tables you'd see in let's say, not the richer homes. That families would sit around, chrome along the side. That's sitting right up in the front. And Brian commandeered that, and then the lovely Lisa came. Anyway, probably into my third pint, I stepped outside to have a little whoop-de-doo. And I can barely remember it because I had a little of the vapor before going in. So I know these are confessions that I probably shouldn't be making publicly, but it's a little late for that now. Anyway, I came back in, sat at the table, and I just gave a speech that had both the lovely Lisa and Brian spellbound. I mean, they looked at me in stunned awe. And it was a really, really good talk. Like, I just, whoa, I'm ready to go. Bam, are we rolling, Bob? Oh, yeah, we're rolling. And I gave this most amazing talk, none of which I can remember today. I just know it was really good. And they were quite impressed. And we did get into some talk. It was about friendship and the nature of friendship, the importance of friendship, the importance of declaring friendship. That really was what it was about. I just don't remember what particular angle I took to make it as interesting as I'm sure it was. Oh, yeah, we like to have fun. So that was a highlight. And somewhere, either in the midst of that speech or in the next speech, because I think I was speechifying by that point, I came up with an amazing realization that I don't have to stop the Dixon James podcast at number 500. In fact, at the time, it seemed a very foolish decision to stop the Dixon James podcast, and I came up with the perfect rationale of why I should keep going. And I can't remember that one either. But at the time it made sense, and both Lisa and Brian agreed. Oh, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, no, of course, keep going. So I don't think that will change anything. I think I'm still, today, since I can't remember the reason, I really don't have any excuse to keep going. But let's just stay where we are right now, 499, teetering on the brink. Or so it feels. Hell, the wind is picking up, and it's getting a little chilly here. Whoa, whoa. Hope we're rolling. Yeah, we're rolling. God, just that much. When the wind comes across that lake, holy fuck, everything changes. From that moment, a few moments ago when I first sat down, of just sheer joy and beauty and warmth and sunshine, it's now getting a little... a mite colder, but it's nice to have the sun. Of course, we were an hour. What did we do? We just set our clocks ahead an hour. Yeah, so it's showing 4:30 or so. Really 3:30, and of course, it's we're moving into spring, getting a lot more sunshine. It's lovely. Now, where were we last night? Yeah. So anyway, this morning woke up before 8 and thinking, no, dude. You don't want to get out of bed now. You want to try and get right back to sleep because I think I was home for the changeover. Like, I remember sitting there eating a bowl of leftover rice at 2 in the morning, and then suddenly it's 3 in the morning. And how did that happen? So I think our clocks, just some of them turned over by themselves. Anyway, I managed to fall back asleep again with the CBC on in the background, incorporating, how sometimes you'll have the radio on and it becomes part of your dream, and it's really weird, the twist. You'll hear a voice, but that voice is in your dream and somebody's talking about it in a completely different context. It's just weird. And then my dear wife got out the vacuum cleaner, and that was a sign for me. Get the hell out. So head to the office, full day of work ahead of me, and I marked one half of one paper. One half of one paper. That's how much I got done. But I also had a little meditation, had a wonderful time with my accountant, and sorted out all the business stuff, and it just felt good to get out and get away. The question still remains, do I need that office? The times when I use it, I love it. I truly don't need it. But since it's a business expense anyway, and it's just coming out of this corporation, and I'm only paying about, what, $220 a month for it, I guess for now I'll just keep it. I should really, really, really should put it to better use. I looked at the shelf, and there was all these books on counseling and mediation. Damn, you know, that was my plan. What happened to it? What happened? What happens to all my plans, all my talk? Am I just a talker and don't do things? I don't know. I do things. I mean, I took these courses. I wrote the papers. I learned this shit, and I am good at it. I am good at, you know, listening, believe it or not. I am a good listener. I still think I got to put my name back in for the Youth Justice and say, okay, hey, I'm out of retirement. Put me down for a couple of times a month. We'll see. Anyway, today I wanted to share with you. Last night it became clear, okay, dude, when you get to $4.99, which is now, give them some, I was going to say give them some love. Maybe I do mean that in a way. Give some kindness, give some joy, some happiness, which we sometimes try and do on this podcast. Maybe, you know, with the way the sun is now and the spring coming, maybe I've reached the bottom of my slump and I'm on my way back up. I'd really like to believe that, because I really don't want to leave on a really depressing, sour note of, oh my God, gee, what happened to him? He used to be funny. Now he's all depressed and shit, and, well, it would be nice to think. I'm not looking for miracles. I'm not, again, thinking number 500 automatically is going to make me a better person. But I guess what I wanted to do, and I'm having trouble doing it, the voice said, okay, don't just talk like I'm talking now and just natter away and go on and on and on. All these tangents and nonsense and nothing concrete. Tell them something real. Be focused. Be real. And it's a hard thing for me to do, and it's obvious I'm not doing it now. But I'll put out an episode. For example, the one before this, 488. And afterwards, I wanted to send out an apology. I don't think I did. But just say, look, I'm really sorry. That was really depressing. But then I'll go back and listen and think, wait a minute, you don't have to apologize for that. That was pretty authentic. That was pretty real. And, you know, why are you judging all the time? Why do you have to judge all the shit you do? Let it go. And it's a thing that I do. Brian said the words last night, you are hard on yourself. And it is a weird thing. And I don't quite know. Last night I said, no, it's just guilt. It's guilt. It's guilt. But, you know, we all have guilt, or we all should have some degree of guilt. We just can't be dominated or ruled by our guilt, because whatever is past, and maybe you ask for forgiveness, or you try not to make the same mistakes again, and you move forward, and in each new moment like this one, you redefine yourself as a new person and say, okay, hey, well, fresh start, let's go. And I do really believe in my twisted way of understanding things, that's a message of Christianity. You are forgiven. You have sinned, you're forgiven. Now move on. And it doesn't mean everything is just right. You're not forgiven before the act. You're forgiven after the mistake. But at the time of making a choice, do I do this or do that? Follow your heart, follow your instincts, and try and do the right thing. You know, it's that easy. And there's a lot more right things I know I should be doing and could be doing and better be doing, but all the coulds and the shoulds and the wannabes and the shouldn't haves, those are the things that just kill you and bring you down, and you got to let those go too. You got to let go of a lot of shit. And I just, You know how sometimes I get so close to that really good space where it just, yes, it's now and we're free and this is open and nothing is decided and everything is okay and we're moving forward in any direction we want. Forward in any direction. You know what I mean. It just... that bit of openness and freedom that I just need a lot more of. And I think I was letting myself feel boxed in by age. Letting myself feel, fuck, man. You know, it's just, you're just moving. Boy, another year, 67, 68, 69. Holy fuck, death, man. And just that you're trapped and limited by what's ahead. And it shouldn't be. The flip side is, hey, you know, of course, you're going to die. But while you still have the benefit of being alive and being relatively free of, you know, debilitating sicknesses and illnesses for the time being, God, man, celebrate it, make the most of it, enjoy it, and do things and enjoy things and... stop talking. Anyway, I am trying. I guess what it is, I want to leave you with a positive message. And I don't want to go out on this dark, negative, miserable note. And I'm probably not, but I really would like to make people feel good. That's what I want to do. And sometimes I'm successful. I think my in-person, person-to-person self is a little different from this voice that you're hearing now, from this person who's just talking to no one in particular, but just at the same time feeling that I'm talking to you, that somebody, several individuals are actually listening and caring. And it's you who I want to reach, and you who I want to comfort, and you who I want to give hope to. To give hope to. That's what I want to do. So how we go about doing that, I don't know. I feel in some ways I've set myself up as an example simply because of my age. You know, coming at this game of podcasting later in life than most of the people I listen to. I do still feel the need to share stories. As Doug mentioned, I listened to Doug on the MMD's podcast. That was quite a surprise, put on that one, getting 20 minutes of Doug. And it was good to hear. Find a creative way somehow to relate the stories, because I do think I've got some good stories in me. I've put myself into interesting situations and let's save that for another time. Maybe that's another podcast. All right, I guess the wind is out of my sails. It's the wind has died down, actually, too. And now suddenly it's beautiful again. And it's just, it's nice to see all the people out, all the people coming here and feeling that they've broken winter. That, wow, the change is coming. And that is why I love my seasons. Oh, my God. It is just so nice. So, all right, Scarborough Dude, rambling on a bit too long. Enjoy whatever tune I send your way. And stay tuned. This one isn't finished. This will be another long one. I can tell you that right now. This will be another long one. It might even be a two-parter. Who knows? Because after this, it's 500. Signing up from Bluffers Park. Special shout-out to the virtual Youper. Would be very, very neat to see where it is that you live. But hell, man, that is one fuck of a way to get to. That's a long way away. Oh, yeah, if I had that little camper van I could sleep in. It wouldn't matter. I could drive anywhere in North America. Yeah, we'll see. Scarborough Dude signing out.
Much for you to do. Only ask and you will get what you are needing. The rest is up to you. Plant your love and let it grow.
Let it grow, let it grow.
And this marks the end of Dixon Jane's podcast number 499, part A. Stay tuned for 499B.